I enjoy the Brewsters, and I appreciate Miss Lydia, Sarah, Joanna singing. Boy, they're a blessing, ain't they? Amen. Amen. I sure enjoy hearing them sing. Amen. I was listening to them sing the other day. I just wasn't singing right at that moment. I listened to them while I was working. Amen. I enjoy hearing them sing. Amen. I enjoy to hear anybody sing with the power of the Holy Ghost on them. Amen. Amen. I believe they desire that and have that. Amen. Amen. Hebrews chapter 11. I know last Sunday I preached on faith. The Sunday night before that I preached on faith. And we're going to do it again this morning. Amen. Yeah. Tried my best to preach on faith on the other Sunday night. And then Sunday morning, last Sunday morning, we preached on a young man who believed in the blood, talking about Abel. And then preached on Enoch. On an old man who walked with God. Amen. I'm glad there's an old man who can walk with God. Amen. Amen. Well, I believe a walk with God is worth it. Amen. Amen. Well, I think about Noah. Look at verse number 7. By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. And if the Lord help me for a little while, I want to preach on a man who believed in what he cannot see. A man who believed in what he cannot see. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for letting us come to church this morning. I pray, dear God, you'd help me preach, God, with power and with unction. What I do not have, God, I don't have any power. I don't have any unction in and of myself. And I pray that you do what you alone can do. Heavenly Father, I pray that you'd meet with us this morning. God, you've already met with us in Sunday school hour. You met with us, God, during the singing already. God, and I pray, God, that again during preaching time that you, God, would help us this morning and that you'd meet with us in a mighty way. In Jesus' name, amen. Boy, I got looking at Noah, a man who believed in what he cannot see. And boy, that's where we are this morning. I've never seen the Lord. I've never seen God, but I believe in what I have never seen. Amen. Yeah. The Bible said by faith, amen, by faith, Noah, being warned of God, of things not seen as yet. Boy, I read that and thought, boy, why is Noah believing things he cannot see? He was warned of God. Yeah. Warned of God. Boy, I never forgot them nights, them days. I've been warned of God. Yeah. Amen. Getting under Holy Ghost conviction. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. I remember God dealing my heart. Amen. I went to that youth rally and youth camp. Thinking that it was just going to be a little old time we just go hang out and have fun with friends. Had no idea they was going to have preaching anyway. Amen. Yeah, yeah. Amen. I know y'all know that, church, but I had no idea that anybody is going to preach at all, let alone morning and night. Yeah. Yeah. I just old stinking, messed up, wicked heathen that loves sin. I did. I loved sin. Did not want to change. Had no desire to change. I didn't want to be different. I loved what I did. Had a psychiatrist one time tell me, he said, before I got saved, they sat me down trying to give me anger management and all kinds of other stuff. And he said, you know why? Do you know why you do what you do? It's your mama's fault. It's your daddy's fault. It's just your family's what it is. I said, I'll tell you whose fault it is. It's my fault. Amen. It's my fault whose fault it is. And I wasn't even saved. I knew better than that. Amen. I said, ain't their fault. I said, ain't my daddy's fault. It's my fault I am the way I am. I like sin is what I do. That's why. That's why. Amen. But I remember that night, Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, they preached that first night. Brother Chris Hazel preached on hell. Got up next morning, Brother Daniel Buchanan got up and preached about the Titanic and took his text over in Ezekiel. Talk about pride, sending a man to hell. And God brought me under Holy Ghost conviction, amen, and warned of God, amen. Well, I still got the tape at the house. I remembered him say it one time. I didn't know he said it a bunch of times. I let Malia listen to it with me, so I got a witness on it. And I got the video, amen. But he said this over and over and over again. Probably five times. He said, I've been praying all morning, and God told me, there's a young man in this room, and you're in trouble with God. There's a young man in this room, you're in trouble with God. I thought, boy, Lord, have mercy. How does he know who I am? How does he know it's me? I know it's me. Boy, I'm in trouble. I'm messed up. I know I'm messed up. Boy, how does he know I'm here? He didn't know I was there. Holy Ghost knew I was there. Amen. Amen. I didn't get saved during service. That's 40 young people got saved during service. That's funny because 40 last night. But 40 got saved during service. 400 young people at the camp. Amen. I didn't get saved that morning. And I know y'all heard it, but 6 o'clock that evening, I got saved. Walking up steps, had no idea how to pray. I thought you had to have a preacher to pray with you to get saved, but I didn't. So I had him pray with me later, but I believe I got saved on them steps way before I ever got to a preacher. Amen. I was telling God, I confessed out loud everything I'd ever done. I'm just glad wasn't nobody else on the steps. Amen. 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 Some of y'all say amen to that. You glad everybody don't know what you did. Amen. Amen. I don't want everybody to know either. Hey, but I tell you who, somebody who don't know. The Lord, amen, don't know what I've done. Amen. Amen. Being warned of God of things not seen as yet. Hey, but I tell you, that's our day. We're telling them there is a hell. There is a real burning literal hell. And you're going there if you do not get saved. And they've never seen it. And they don't believe it. Hey, but Noah said, boy, I believe it. If the Lord said it, I believe. If the Lord said there's a hell, I believe there's a hell. If the Lord said there's a heaven, I believe there's a heaven. If God told me I could build an ark and escape a flood, I believe it. Amen. I believe it. Amen. I tell you this, you don't ever find Noah's prayer. But his actions show he believed God. He believed God. Brother Bruce, like you said this morning, boy, he believed the Lord. He believed God. Amen. It may not show his prayer, but his actions showed it. Amen. Can I tell you this, boy? I don't know how, what all prayers you prayed. I don't know how you got saved. I'm going to tell you, I've watched some of you, and your actions prove that you've met somebody greater than you, that you met somebody who made a difference in you. Amen. God makes a difference. Amen. 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 Warned of God of things not seen as yet. I read this and thought, well, I've heard so many people say, boy, getting saved from hell is not enough. Boy, getting saved because you're afraid of going to hell is not a good enough reason. Sure sounded like a good one to me. Amen. Hey, brother Jess, that sounded like a pretty good reason to get saved. Amen. It said moved with fear. Amen.
Hey, yes.
But really, I got saved for one reason and one reason only. Brother James, that's because I did not want to die and go to hell for all eternity. I've learned a whole lot more since then. But why I got saved is I did not want to go to hell. Amen. Amen. God ain't asked you to learn your whole Bible before you get saved. Amen. He don't want you to know every theological thing there is to where you can realize you need to be saved. Amen. If you realize you're a bankrupt sinner on your way to hell, that's enough. Amen. And all you got to do is ask him. Amen. Amen. By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, yet moved with fear. Boy, somebody said fear is not a good motivator. Oh, yeah, it is. Fear is a good motivator. Motivated me one night, amen. Motivated me on them steps. I did not want to go to hell. I did not want to burn forever. I did not want to go to hell, amen. And now I can't go even if I wanted to, amen. Amen. Listen to this. Prepare an ark. Bob read that. Bob, I tell you what they will have to do if you're going to get saved. You're going to get things right with God and know for sure where you're going to go when you die. You better have things prepared. Amen. I'm going to turn to Genesis 6, give you this thought. We'll get right back where we're at. But that ark is a picture of salvation. From one end to the other. The ark is a picture of the salvation of God. I'll give you some deeper thought than that. Let me give you this. When Noah got off the ark, what's the first thing he did? He got drunk. Amen. You say, well, that's not good. I know it ain't good, but listen. God knew that Noah would get drunk when he got off the ark before he put him in the ark. Somebody say amen. That means God knew you'd mess up after you got saved, before you ever got saved, and yet he saves you anyway. Amen. Amen. Genesis 6, verse 14. Make thee an ark. God talking to Noah. Of gopher wood. Rooms shalt thou make in the ark. And shalt pitch it within. And without. With pitch. But I read that room part. First of all, I thought about this. Hey, there was a place to stay. There's a place I can get in and be safe. There's a place I can live. I can stay. I'm glad that this morning, it may not look like it, but I'm living right in the middle of grace. I'm living in grace. I'm living in the land of grace. Amen. It said in grace, wherein ye stand. Amen. I'm standing right in the middle of grace. Amen. May not look like it, but I am. Amen. Standing in the ark of safety and the ark of grace. Amen. I'm just laid back in my room enjoying the ride. How about you? Amen. Amen. It shall pitch it within and without with pitch. But I read that pitch is a slimy, nasty substance, but it's something that would seal it on the inside. And it'd seal it on the outside. I thought about that. I thought about that ark being a picture of salvation. I'm sealed. That means what's on the outside can't get in. Amen. And what's on the inside can't get out. Amen. Amen. I ain't thought about that till right now. Amen. I'll tell you, Jesus on the inside, he ain't leaving. Amen. I mean, I done got so saved, it's pitiful. Amen. I could get unsaved if I wanted to. Amen. The Bible said, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. And he said, he put us in his hand. And says that we're in the Father's hand. And then he said, we're in the Son's hand. We got double coverage. You ain't getting out. Amen. You got one over another. You ain't getting out. Sealed. Amen. You say, could you drink if you wanted to? Oh, yeah. Come on now. Could I go drink a Bud Dumber? Oh, yes. Could right now if I wanted to. Could you smoke some marijuana if you wanted to? Yes, I could. I could smoke a joint if I wanted to. Hey, I'm telling you, hold on a minute. Hey, you say, Brother John, could you do any sin you want to do and remain saved? Oh, yes, if I wanted to. But he changed my want to. I don't want to anymore. Amen.
That's grace.
Amen. I don't got the desires I used to have. I don't love what I used to love. I don't do what I used to do. I don't go where I used to go. And it ain't got nothing to do with me. It's got to do with the great God of glory that done something in me. Amen. 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 I mean sealed. 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 God changes you want to. Amen. Say, can you mess up after you get saved? Absolutely. But that ain't going to get you out the ark. Amen. Amen. Can you mess up? Oh, yes. But he ain't going to kick you out the ark. And he ain't going to kick you out of salvation. You still got it. He just going to whoop you till you get right. Amen. Now, if you don't get right, he'll whoop you. He'll chastise you till you do get right. And if you don't, he'll just kill you and take you home. I mean, that's blunt, but that's the truth of it all. Amen. Hey, God ain't playing around with nobody. Amen. Amen. Verse number 15 said, and this is the fashion which thou shalt make it of, the length of it, of the ark shall be 300 cubits, and the breadth 500 cubits, or 50 cubits, sorry, and the height of it 30 cubits. Boy, I got to read that. I ain't going to preach on all this, but there's no point to the ark as far as there's no, it don't come out in a big old point. It's not made beautiful on one end and flat on the other. Both sides look exactly the same. There's no difference in the front end and the back end. He said, how you know that? Because it's just a big rectangle. There's no points. There's no fancy it up. There's no making it beautiful. There's no trying to make it gorgeous. They're not trying to. Listen, they ain't worried about gorgeous. They ain't worried about beautiful. They ain't worried about a pretty boat. They just want to get free and be safe and be all right. Amen. They ain't worried about how the boat looks. They just want to get on board. Amen. Well, I read not only that, but I thought about this. That means the front end looks like the back end, and the back end looks like the front end. Hey, the front end speaks of everlasting, and the back end speaks of everlasting, and God is forever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever. And it speaks the fact that He said, I am the Lord, and I change not. I tell you, God does not ever change. God has always been the same. Amen. Amen. If you wondered who you could hang on to in the midnight hour, it'd be God. He's the only one who does not change. Amen. Yeah, listen to this. A window shalt thou make to the ark, and in a cubit shalt thou finish it above. I tell you what salvation we got. We got a salvation with a window looking upward. Amen. We got a window looking upward. So what's the big deal about that? I'm looking upward because I'm going out the upward way. Amen. I'm on the upward way. Amen. I'm going that direction. Amen. Amen. Listen to this. And the door. But I say this, but I know you believe this, but I'll tell you the same thing again. There is no other way. There is no other way to heaven. Jesus is it. He said, I am the way. Not a good way. I'm the way. The only way. The truth, the life. That means there ain't nobody else. Or nobody else, nobody, no other available way to go but Jesus. Amen. Boy, I thought about this ark. Can you imagine sitting in this ark? People on the outside beating on it, wanting to get in. But I thought about that as I read these verses, boy. And by the way, the door stayed open for a while. I'll give you chapter 7. Let me give you this, and I'll come back, because I'm talking about the door anyway. Listen to what it said. It said that in verse number 1 of chapter 7, and the Lord said unto Noah, come thou and all thy house into the ark. For thee have I seen righteous before me in this generation. Well, first thing I thought about is this, as you read that verse, come thou. Boy, if you're at my house, and I'm standing on the outside, I'm going to say, go ahead and go in. Go ahead. You go ahead. Go ahead. Go on in there. But if I say come in, that means I'm already in. Yeah. It's salvation we got. God's in it. Yeah. He's already in it. He just said, come on in here with me. Yeah. He said, I'm already on the inside of the ark, Noah. Yeah. Come on in. Yeah. Come on in. Yeah. Let me tell you about the door. Verse number 6. And Noah was 600 years old when the flood of waters was upon the earth. And Noah went in. And his sons, and his wife, and his sons' wives with him into the ark because of the waters of the flood of clean beasts. And it begins to tell you, the Bible says, verse number 9, there went in two and two unto Noah into the ark. Can I tell you one thing about Noah that's amazing? Is that he didn't go around chasing down these animals. Come on, lion. I ain't chasing no lion. Forget that. Amen. I'd die for you. Amen. If I had somebody with me, I'd trip them so I can get away. Amen. I ain't got to run fast. I just got to run faster than whoever's with me. Amen. And I can trip somebody. Amen. If they run faster than me, I can find some way to get them knocked down. Amen. But man, I just imagine. He's standing here at the ark. He's walked in. He's standing on the inside of the door, and here comes elephants. Here comes giraffes. Here comes lions. Here comes birds flying in. And Noah ain't done nothing but, listen, I believe God spoke to him. So, hey, you're supposed to go over the ark. It's getting ready to rain. Go. Yes, sir. Hey, listen, a whole lot better than people do. Amen. Lord, help us. They just went right on doing what God told them to do first time. Amen. Most of us, and I did say us, hard-headed people, we got here more than one time. Amen. But listen to this. He said the rain was upon the earth 40 days and 40 nights. Verse 12, verse 13 said, in the self same day entered Noah and Shem and Ham and Japheth, the sons of Noah, and Noah's wife and the three wives of his sons, with them into the ark. They and every beast after his kind, and all the cattle after their kind, and every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth after his kind, and every fowl after his kind, every bird of every sort. And they went in unto Noah into the ark, two and two of all flesh, wherein is the breath of life. And they that went in, male and female, of all flesh. And by the way, it wasn't male and female and Q questioning, trying to figure out what you is. Verse number 16. It said, as God had commanded him, and the Lord shut him in. That means that door laid open until that point. That means as the rain began to fall, that God shut the door and it was closed. Well, I think about that. There's a lot of people who would love to get saved today, but they have waited and waited and waited, and now they're laid in some grave somewhere, and the door's been shut on them. They have no chance to be saved. Rapture's going to take place. And when it does, if you've heard the gospel before in your life, the Bible said if you've heard it and you've rejected the love of the truth, that God would make you believe a lie that you might be damned. That's what the Bible said. Means you'd go to hell believing a lie. Even though you knew you should have received the truth at another time and rejected it. God help us. Boy, that door was sitting wide open. You imagine Noah. Come on, get in the boat. Oh, you're stupid, Noah. You're ignorant, Noah. You're dumb. You're dumber than a box of rocks. What's wrong with you? Ain't no rain nowhere, Noah. You're an idiot. Boy, there's people who think that about us this morning. Amen. There's people who wonder why in the world they had that meeting last night. Why would you do that? Because we don't want people to go to hell. Why would you have church this morning? Because we don't want people to go to hell, but also saved people need fed. Amen. Why do you go soul winning on Thursday night? Because we don't want nobody to go to hell. Amen. Why run the van, Brother Thomas? Why? Why? What's the big deal? We don't want nobody to go to hell. Amen. Brother Tony, why run the bus? Because I don't want nobody to die and go to hell. That's why. Amen. 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 Yeah. God help us. Boy, we took a Bible the other day to a guy. And Brother Tony talked about him the other day. But man, I talked to him the other day, me and Malia. And my kids, we gave him gave him three Bibles. One for him, his wife, and his little girl. He says he's an atheist. And he don't believe it. He said, I just don't know what to believe. I'm still at that point. I said, well, I'll tell you what to do. Don't take my word for it. I said, don't take my word for the Bible being true. I said, mark that off. My word and my opinion do not matter. I said, but I don't want you to take anybody else's word that it's wrong either. So mark their words off. Mark mine off. Mark theirs off. Mark your own opinions off. And what opinions you've been fed all your life. And pick up that Bible with a neutral mind and a neutral heart. And you let the Holy Ghost of God do in your life what only He can do. I said, if you do that, I believe the Holy Ghost to show you He's real. Amen. I don't believe you can read this Bible. It's alive. I don't believe you can read this Bible and it not speak to you. This Bible's alive. Listen, I can't do much, and I'm not much. I'm nothing really with a ring. I'm a zero with a ring knocked out from around it. If you must take your fist and ram it in a bucket full of water, when you pull your fist back out, I'm as much as what holes left when you pull your fist out. Amen. That means nothing, absolutely nothing. But I've got a Bible that can make a difference in a world that's lost. Amen. Amen. Door. The door stood wide open. And I feel like that's what we tried our best to do the other day, is leave the door open for that old boy. Say, man, the door's swung open wide. All you got to do is come inside. Door's open. Come on. Door's open. Door's open. You know what I like about it? Religious people get on my nerves. Him lost people, I like him. Good lost people. Not a bunch of liars, amen, telling me. I ain't talking about church people. I'm talking about religious people. I ain't talking about saved people. I'm talking about religious Pharisees. Somebody say amen. Amen. Go visit them. I've had more mean people like that than I have dope addicts. Amen. I'd rather one run to a lost dope addict than run into one of them. Amen. Because at least they know they lost. You ain't got to convince them for 3 hours they lost. They know they're going to hell. Amen. Amen. Listen to this. Chapter 6 of Genesis again. He said this. He said, the ark, shalt thou, the door of the ark shalt thou set in the side thereof, with lower, second, and third stories shalt thou make. There's three compartments, this ark. That's Father, Son, Holy Ghost. Amen. He said, what's the big deal about that? One old brother Tommy Steele said it this way. He said, the Father thought it, the Son bought it, the Holy Ghost wrought it, and I called it. Amen. That's exactly what happened. You get saved. Hey, the Father thought about salvation. He wanted to save us from hell. The Son purchased salvation with His own precious blood. And the Holy Ghost tracked you down wherever you were and brought birth to you into God's family. And now you're part of it. You called it. Amen. Amen. Hebrews 11. I'll finish up here. Amen. Hebrews 11. Listen to this. Prepare an ark to the saving of his house. Well, I got three children, and I want them all three to get in. And I think it's up to us that kids get in. Can I tell you what? We got kids all back here in New Church. And listen, I am for this right here. Listen, if you get to worshiping, these kids need to see something real. Amen. We ought to be worshiping. I mean, they need to see something real. I don't want to see something fake. Let's just worship and magnify and glorify His name. Hey, I'm telling you, we need somebody to see how real it is. Amen. If you look like you drug your lip from the back row all the way to here, hey, then I don't want nothing you've got. Hey, but I'm telling you, if you're happy about it, you glad you got it, I want it on it. Amen. Well, I tell you this, if you could bottle up what's on the inside, we'd put Budweiser out of business in a day. If I could bottle it, if I could peel form it, I'd tell you, if I could peel form what's on the inside, hey, ain't a person in the world want another opioid. Hey, wouldn't nobody want to know what a crack another Percocet had sniffed it. They wouldn't nobody want to do another little bit of crack cocaine if they just had what we got on the inside. Jesus told that woman in John 4, said, if you knew who it was that was talking to you. Amen. I believe a lost world, if they knew it was God that was cared about them, they'd be wanting in on it. But then he said, and if you knew the gift of God, you'd ask for it. And if you knew as a guarantee that you'd have it when you asked it, you'd ask for it. Amen. Amen. But I remember I'm not smart, boy. I ain't smart. I'll tell you that. If you want to know how ignorant I am, just talk to my wife. She knows. Amen. More than anybody does. Amen. I'll tell you right now. Hey, a lot of stuff I do not know. I learn stuff my kids are doing. My kids are doing Bob Jones homeschooling. I'm telling you, I sit there and listen sometimes. I say, boy, I didn't know that. Boy, that's good. I didn't know that. Man, that was good right there. I didn't know that. Man, I like that. You say, that's ignorant. Wait, I'm sorry, but that's just the way it is. Amen. If you came to hear a preacher who's going to tell you some definition of some amazing word that you've never heard in your life, and you're just going to run home and say, whoa, boy, that word he gave. Boy, that's an amazing one. I'm going to look it up in my dictionary. I'm sorry, you come home and heard the wrong preacher. Amen. Amen. I ain't got no words you ain't going to know. Amen. If I tell you words, you're going to know it. Amen. Man, a lot of stuff I do not know. But I do know I got in the ark. Amen. But I remember getting in, I went to Bible college. I know you can't tell I did. I didn't go long. I found out there's Calvinists I had to leave. Amen. But anyway, amen. I'm just being honest. Amen. Never did go back. But anyhow, I went that day. They told me, said, you had to write an outline. Boy, you got to write an outline. Boy, I kept thinking, what is? I mean, I got saved and called to preach and don't have no idea. What is the outline? I didn't pay attention to school. I didn't care. Miss Kathy, it's bad. But I didn't ever write no book report. If I asked you to give an oral report, I'd say, you write down F and there you go. Amen. I ain't doing a book report. Amen. I'm not talking in front of anybody at all. I wasn't either. I promise you I wasn't. I took F after F after F after F and still passed and got a grad and got a diploma. Say, what was that big deal? What that is go ahead and get him to leave. Please make him go. Tired of having him in ISS. Please get him out of here. Amen. That's all it was. A man, they told me write this outline. I know what outline was. He said, make it rhyme. He said, you can make it rhyme. I said, okay, well, I went home. I read John chapter number 4. And I thought, boy, God got to give me something. And I preached one day, and I ended up preaching on it. And I preached on, she left the pail, she got the well, she ain't going to hell, and she can't wait to tell. Amen. And I had a time preaching. Amen. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. I tell you, we got in, ain't going to hell, and can't wait to tell everybody. Amen. Yeah. Amen. Amen. By the which he condemned the world. Verse 7, Hebrews 11. By the which he condemned the world. Say, why? Because it made a difference between him and the world. It did. It set him apart. So what sets us apart? That we're in and they ain't. Say, boy, it's because I'm a good person. Oh, it ain't. Because you got in, they didn't get in. So what's the big difference? How come they're doing drugs and we ain't? Grace, mercy, Jesus. What they singing last night, hope, hope, hope. That's why we're not dope addicts this morning. That's why you ain't run to some crack house this evening. I tell you, it's grace, grace, grace. Amen. Amen. Boy, I like working with them guys. I work with guys, and sometimes I had to work with guys that ain't saved. Boy, but I love to just brag on Jesus anyway. They don't like it all the time. They don't always like it. I got the witness still not long ago. An old boy said he liked smoking marijuana. I said, I used to, too. I used to smoke it all the time. He said, why don't you do it now? I said, I got saved. I said, man, I don't do it no more. I got saved. God changed my life, made a difference, gave me a good wife, gave me good children, called me to preach, and I'm unworthy of every bit of it. Have the Lord do the same thing for you if you just let him, amen. Yeah, man. I'm not trying to put myself above a level, above what they are. I'm a sinner. I'm no good. I ought to be in hell. But because of grace, I'm not the same anymore. Amen. 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 Listen to this. And I'm done. I'm just about done. Y'all come on. Y'all come sing before us during invitation. Amen. Said the righteousness which is by faith, and I'm gonna give you this. I'm gonna really just tell you what it says, honestly. 2 Peter chapter 2 and verse number 5 tells us that Noah was a preacher of righteousness. In Genesis 6, you find out the number of man was 120 years. I believe that means that he preached for 120 years before the flood came. He preached for a solid 120 years and only had 8 people get saved. Amen. Boy, this is a church right here. This is to the church and everybody here. Boy, everybody here. You say, boy, I feel like I just ain't making no leeway. I feel like I'm just not helping nobody. Hey, Noah wasn't really making a whole lot of leeway. And he wasn't really helping. It didn't seem like he was making a big difference. Hey, but Noah did make a difference. Noah had 8 people on the ark. Hey, listen, boy, I want everybody to get in. But I will tell you this, more than anybody else in the world, I want my family to get in. Yeah. 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 Boy, you're sitting here this morning, and if you're saved by the grace of God, you'll thank God you are saved. But if you've got somebody else on your heart, don't quit praying. Don't quit living for God. Don't quit witnessing. Keep teaching. Keep praying. Keep soul winning. Keep trying to reach people. Amen. Had known him for 120 years, and God was not concerned that if he had 1,000 people on the ark, he just wanted him to do what he told him to do. That's it. That's all God's concerned about this morning. It ain't about numbers this morning. Even though, boy, I rejoiced in last night seeing all them young people from all different churches all in one area and 40 people getting saved. And don't take it wrong. Like I'm saying something bad about that. But I'm for that. I'm for that. I'm with that. I believe God loves that. But I believe at the same time, just do something for God. Hey, God's not concerned if it's big or small. Just do something for him. Amen. Do what he tells you to do. You stand to your feet, eyes closed, head bowed.